Your communication skills can either make you magnetic and attractive, or they can make you repulsive. By changing the way that I was communicating to my dates, I was able to stop attracting lame men, and I was able to start attracting the right men into my life. Not only was I able to start attracting the right people, but I was also able to get the man I wanted to commit to me and to treat me like a queen. Your love life is going to be determined by your ability to communicate. So, in this video, I'm going to give you three different communication mistakes that a lot of people make in relationships and how you need to change your mindset around that communication style in order to be able to appeal to the right people that you want in your life. The first mistake when it comes to communication is blaming others for your problems, especially when it comes to communicating with your dates. If you're talking about your past relationships or about why you're single, and your first reason or the main reasons why you're single is because your ex or everyone else you've ever met has been trash, that is not going to be magnetic communication. That says that you have a victim mindset. That says that you are overly negative and you always focus on other people's actions instead of your own choices. So that is extremely repulsive. The way that you really want to communicate this is you want to communicate from a place of self-accountability. You want to let people know that, okay, yeah, like there was people in the past that hurt me, but it was because of my mindset and it was because of where I was at that moment. I wasn't looking for the right things. I wasn't dating the right people. You take accountability for yourself. If you're so quick to blame everyone else for your problems, that is going to keep you in that loop. That is going to keep you in the loop where people who want to victimize you are going to keep coming into your life. The second communication mistake that a lot of people make is that when they want their partner or their date to do something differently, they attack them. So they will say things like, "Oh, you hurt me. You messed up. You need to get your actions together. You need to change." When you want something from your partner, you're essentially trying to guilt them into doing that for you. The proper way to communicate a desire that you have is to speak from I statements. So you're not telling them, "You did this, you need to do that, you always do this, you never do this." No. You are communicating from, "I would like this. I like it when you do this. I like it when my partners do this. I enjoy this. I would prefer this. It hurts me when this happens. It makes me feel a certain type of way when my partner says these things. When you take these actions, it makes me feel a certain type of way because," and then you explain your reasonings. So the way that you're communicating with your partner is you are letting them know what your preferences are. You are letting them know the things that hurt you and the things that you would prefer, and you are allowing them to make a decision as to whether or not they want to change. Because when you come at someone and you tell them, "You need to do this, you did this wrong, you did that wrong," it's not healthy communication. What you're actually doing is you're attacking that person and you're making them feel not valid in what they're doing. And the reality is, everything everyone does has a valid reason in their mind. Like, it's very rare that someone is intentionally doing something to hurt you. That's like only certain specific people that are just very evil deep down. Most people and most issues in common relationships come from misunderstanding. And you could easily solve this misunderstanding by having healthy communication, but instead you chose to attack the other person, you chose to guilt them, make them feel shame, you chose to take the approach of trying to make them feel bad for their decisions in hopes that then they would change their actions. But what it's really going to do is it's just going to cause more conflict between the both of you because it's going to make them become defensive. Instead of them hearing your perspective and putting themselves in your position and thinking, wow, okay, I see how she feels that way. I really like her, so let me try to change my actions so she doesn't feel that way. Instead of reacting like that, which is how you want them to react, they're going to react like, what do you mean I'm not good enough? What do you mean I'm not doing the right thing? You need to be more grateful. Why aren't you doing this thing? Why are you attacking me? Like, why is it my responsibility to make you happy, right? That's how they're going to feel. They're not going to be able to see your point of view because you've attacked them by telling them that they did this and they did that and they need to change that. And you're putting yourself on this pedestal as if you're perfect and they're all the way down there and they need to change. If you do not master basic healthy communication skills, you are only going to repel healthy people because healthy people do not resonate with being attacked. Healthy people will communicate how they feel. They will be open to other people's perspectives. They will try to accommodate their relationships, but they're not going to stand there while you use manipulative tactics like guilting or shaming or trying to make them feel bad for their actions, okay? Even if what you're saying is like, to you, totally obvious, and you feel like they should obviously know to do this thing or to not do that thing, you do not have the right to belittle someone else, okay? If you're in a position where they're already belittling you, then understand that you're not going to get anywhere with this person. You need to have communication where both people are being respectful of each other and both people are communicating from a place of their own desires and their own preferences. If even one person is saying, you need to do this, you need to change that, you are bad, you can't be doing this, like that is bad. Like if one person is attacking the other person, it's not gonna go well. So if you're able to have that advanced communication skills and you're able to like diffuse the situation and bring the other person down a little bit in order for you to have healthy communication, then great, do it. But if that person is attacking you and you feel the desire to start attacking them, it's best to remove yourself from the situation because then you're going to be saying things that you don't mean and it's going to make the relationship worse. I can't tell you how many times I've been in a situation where the other person I'm speaking to is essentially attacking me and trying to guilt me or trying to project their insecurities onto me. And from me just simply not responding, like not attacking them back, like I simply root in how I feel and like my truth, I allow them to essentially like say whatever they're gonna say and then they calm down and then they realize that they didn't mean to say all that. So they end up having to be the ones to apologize to me instead of both of us saying horrible things to each other and then both of us having to apologize or just like pretend like it never happened and then the root problem never gets solved, right? Because a lot of the times there is an issue in a relationship between you and your partner. Somebody addresses it, then you start yelling at each other or you start arguing and saying really hurtful things. Then you guys go too far with it. You say really hurtful things. You've crossed the line. Then you have to apologize to each other and just move on from it. But it didn't solve the original problem that you were trying to address. Because both of you got so emotionally heated and emotionally out of control and started communicating in an unhealthy way, it led to a more escalated conflict that then you have to apologize to each other and heal those wounds. But then at the end of the day, it doesn't solve the original problem, because the original problem that was there is going to keep happening until you are able to communicate it in a healthy way to where it's no longer an issue. So just because the other person has stepped out of alignment and is now trying to like hurt your feelings or trying to attack you verbally, that doesn't give you an excuse to step out of character. The reason being is that you hold more power when you stay calm. For example, one of my clients came to me and was telling me that her man was always showing up late for dates. Like, she had told him so many times that, hey, like, why are you showing up late? You're not regarding my time. You're wasting my time. Like, you're being disrespectful towards me. And his argument was always that he had to work. And the reason he was late is because he was working. And so her communication was always to attack him and try to make him feel bad about wasting her time. But he felt attacked by that. And so when he was hearing that, all he was hearing was, why is she mad at me? Because I work. I have a job and I have responsibilities. So I showed up late, like, and I didn't have time to communicate that I was running late. Like, why is she mad at me? Because I'm being responsible, right? That's what he's thinking in his mind. And so every time she would bring this up to him, they would end up having an argument about it. They would both say hurtful things. They would both have to apologize to each other. They would make up. And then next thing you know, they go on a date again, and then he shows up late again. So it's like the same issue keeps happening, and they keep talking about it, but never actually coming to a real resolution. So when we talked about this, and I explained to her how to cater her communication a little bit better, how to approach the situation a little bit more differently, and how to handle it when he steps out of line, right? Because even if we have healthy communication, sometimes other people don't. And even if we're communicating in the most healthy, calm way, there's still a chance that someone else is not going to be able to do that. So when they react in that way, you have to be able to handle it, and you have to be able to essentially guide them where you want them to go without triggering them more. But in her situation, she was communicating this in the same way over and over and over again. So when you're communicating something to someone and you've done it multiple times and it's still not resolving the issue, that is your sign that you need to try a different approach. So we were able to come up with a different approach in where she was able to mirror back to him what he was doing to her. And through that, he realized it was a problem. He initiated the conversation. And then from there, she took his lead and she came to that resolution with him, and to where now they're able to communicate well. And he's able to understand that if he's running late or if something comes up, he needs to shoot her a text, or he needs to tell her, you know, I'm running late. Or when he's making plans, he knows that, hey, things may come up, so let me plan the date for a little bit later than I think I'm going to be available. So that way, in case something comes up, I have like 30, 45 minutes of wiggle room to where I'm not like making her wait at the dinner table for me. So again, this is an example where it's completely valid that she would be angry that he's showing up late, and any average person would be like, hey, how dare you waste my time and show up late to our date? Like, that's completely understandable, but at the end of the day, it's not gonna solve your problem. It's just drama. It's just gonna create drama in your life, but it's not gonna actually get you the result that you want. So when you're communicating with people in a relationship, you have to understand it's not about being right. It's not about like yelling at the person and telling them they hurt you, okay? It's about getting the common result that is going to make the relationship better for both of you. Because what is your goal? To be with this person happily forever, right? Your goal isn't to like win arguments. Your goal is to be happy with this person. So sometimes you have to let your ego go a little bit, not be so quick to jump into an argument and into accusing people, and try to take a different approach. And of course, I'm here for you. I have a free Instagram community where you can ask me questions, and sometimes I do like free group coaching in there. So if you want to sign up for that, you can go check out my Instagram. By the way, if you're still watching, go ahead and drop a star emoji in the comments so I know who's a star. So the third communication mistake that a lot of people make in their relationships that is actually repelling their soulmate is that they're not honest about how they feel. They say yes when they should say no, and then because they said yes, they hold that against their partner. So for example, if your partner asks you to do something and you are not really comfortable doing it, but you want to be nice or you don't want to let them down, so you say yes, and then you do that thing for them, right? You feel like you're sacrificing your wellness to do something for someone else. So you feel like, okay, I'm showing them I care about them because I'm making a sacrifice for them. But then you do the thing and maybe they don't appreciate you in the way you want to be appreciated. Maybe then they don't say thank you enough. Or maybe when you ask them for something, they don't do it. And then you think to yourself, well, when they asked me to do this thing, I said yes and I did it and I sacrificed for them. But when I ask them to sacrifice for me, they don't do it. That's not fair. You know, that makes me angry. So it's going to put you in a position where you're constantly like comparing both things. Like you're comparing, okay, I did this for them. Are they going to do this for me? Okay, they did that. I can do this. Oh, they didn't do that much for me, so I can't do that much for them. Like you're constantly going to be comparing actions. You're going to be comparing things. And what you have to understand about relationships is that they're never equal. They don't always look equal in terms of actions. Of course, in terms of energy, both people are equally invested and equally in love. But in terms of actions, it's not always going to look the same. There may be periods in the relationship where one person is doing more. There may be periods in the relationship where the other person is doing more. But if you are not having healthy boundaries and over giving of yourself without feeling comfortable in a hope that they're going to overgive to you, it's not going to lead to a fruitful relationship. It's going to lead to frustration and resentment. So when you're communicating in relationships, you want to tell people no. You want to say, I can't do that. I'm not comfortable with that. No, thank you. I'm busy today, right? Like you have no idea how many people come to me and complain, like especially women, right? They'll come to me and say like, I didn't take up an extra shift at work because I wanted to see him. But then when he has to work, he cancels plans on me, right? And they get really upset by that because they're like, well, I'm literally sacrificing my income to be able to see this person. But then when it's the other way around, they're just gonna cancel on me last minute because they have to go to work. Like, that's not cool, right? And again, that's completely valid to feel that way. But at the same time, you can't do things in an expectation that someone's gonna do it for you. If you want to cancel work, if you want to lose money to see this person, that has to be your choice. And you can't expect them to want to do the same thing for you. So the reason why you're feeling resentment is because you didn't want to cancel work, but you wanted to make them feel special, or you wanted to show them how much you cared, and you didn't have firm boundaries. So having a healthy boundary would be, yeah, of course I want to see this person, but I value my time at work, right? I want to have more money and I want to take up that extra shift, okay? When you have those healthy boundaries, then when the other person has those boundaries, you're not offended. Because you understand that, okay, yeah, I would do the same thing. And if it gets to a point where you are not able to see each other as much because both people are working, then that's an area for communication. Then you can say, okay, one of us is probably going to have to like compromise a little bit. So what do you want to do, right? Like there's always a way to communicate and solve these things. But first you have to have boundaries for yourself and you have to have self-respect. You can't just like break your boundaries and give everything to one person and then be upset when they don't do the same in return because it was never communicated and it was never like a standard that both of you agreed on in the relationship. You can't assume that someone else is agreeing to everything that you're agreeing to if you haven't communicated it. Now, being able to have healthy communication in a relationship comes from feeling confident, having self-worth, and feeling good about yourself. If you have a really negative mindset or you're in a really bad mood, it's going to be hard to train yourself and communicate in a healthy way with your partner. That's why I love positive affirmations, because it's a simple thing that you can do to instantly improve your mood. And when you are feeling good, it's so much easier to communicate in a healthy way and actually improve your relationships. So that's why I created my positive affirmation cards, and I absolutely love them. I know a lot of you already have them, but if you haven't gotten them yet, then check out the link in the description so you can check them out. Let me know in the comments your key takeaways from this video, and if you found it helpful, subscribe, like, and share it with a friend. I love you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye! Mwah.